The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
You're listening to In the Windows with DJ Frog on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com. Playlist, and more.
Welcome to In the Window 213. Grimms were formed in 1971 by a merger of the bands The Scaffold, The Liverpool Scene and The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. The name Grimms was an acronym of the members' surnames: John Gorman, Andy Roberts, Neil Innes, Mike McGear, Roger McGough and Vivian Stansel. The group's membership soon expanded to include a large number of musicians and poets. Here is the first album.
At the very beginning of an important symphony, while the rich and famous were quietly settling into their expensive boxes, a man came crashing through the crowd, carrying in his hand a cage in which the rightful owner of the music sat, yellow and tiny and very poor. And taking onto the rostrum this rather timid bird, he turned up the microphone and it sang. "A very original beginning to the evening," said the crowd, quietly glancing at the programs to find the significance of the intrusion. Meanwhile, at the box office, the organizers of the evening were arranging for small and uniformed attendants to evict even forcefully the intruder. But as the attendants, poor and gathered from the nearby slums at little expense, went rushing down the aisle to do their job, they heard above the coughing and irritable rattle of jewels a sound that filled their heads with light. And from somewhere inside them bubbled up a stream, and there came a breeze on which the youth was carried. How sweetly the bird sang.
Cool. trying to think of ways to leave. As you love her one more time, won't you? Can't you start with me?
See that man over there?
Where?
By the one behind.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
He indulges.
Yes?
In the most perverse sexual practices.
Yeah. How do you know?
Well, do you know he lives in the flat next door to me?
Yes.
But last Tuesday evening, he had a girl in his room.
The beast!
And at approximately 9:15 precisely, as I was preparing myself for my bed, he knocked on my door. Clad in only a shirt.
Only a shirt?
And a pair of trousers.
And a pair of trousers.
As well as shoes, socks, gloves, coat, handbags.
Of course, yes, of course.
Here. Do you know what the depraved beast wanted?
What did he want?
He wanted to borrow.
Yes.
A cup full of sugar.
A cup full of sugar?
And a spoon.
And a spoon.
I sent him packing,
of course. Of course. Yeah.
So I want none of that here, I tell you. I mean, you can imagine what he wanted them for, can't you?
I can, yes.
Doesn't bear thinking about how anybody could. I really don't know.
What do you think he wanted?
Well, it's obvious. It sends sugar shivers up and down my spine. Hundreds of sugar shivers. Really awful.
I mean, what do you think he really wanted them for?
I am of the opinion that, disgusting as it may sound, he sought to remove much of her clothing.
Much of her clothing?
And spoon sugar all over.
Sugar all over.
All the nooks and crannies, the armpits, like the whole lot of them, the whole body. Well, I thought I'd better tell you anyway. I'm getting off now.
Where are you going, Bob?
Just going to the chemist.
Where are you going, chemist?
To get some Vaseline.
What do you want Vaseline for?
I use it for sexual purposes. I smear it on the bedroom door handle to keep the kids out.
This is a little poem with me. It's a song as well, really. It's a spaceman's love song written for a nice lady who's in the audience. It's called Galactic Love Poem. Warm your feet at the sunset before we go to bed. Read your book by the light of Orion with Sirius guarding your head. Then reach out and switch off the planets. We'll watch them go out one by one. You kiss me and tell me you love me. By the light of the last setting sun, we'll both be up early tomorrow. A new universe has begun. Serious stuff now, serious manly stuff. This is a poem all about football. This is my last one for this half. And this is all about the best football team in the world. You've probably got some in London as well, but I can't remember what they're called. We have the two best football teams in England in Liverpool, of course. That's Liverpool and Liverpool Reserves. This is a patriotic ballad entitled The Ballad of Chairman Shankly. The east is red, the west is red, the north and south are too. If you come from Leeds or Tottenham, there's nothing you can do. For the blues are paper tigers, and the southerners are worse. From Pompeii up to Glasgow, they rage and stamp and curse. The thought of Chairman Shankly leads our team from crown to crown. The thought of Chairman Shankly flies like a banner o'er our town. Oh, east is east, and George is best. And Pele is the king. Although they call for Alan Ball, it doesn't mean a thing. And some say Marx, and some say Mao, and some say Ho Chi Minh. And Powell will keep us all dazz white. And Heath has got his grin. But Liverpool will ever rule neath Shankly's mighty reign. They grind their teeth in Germany, in Italy and Spain. And so the great leap forward starts. The highway lies ahead. Yeah? Our voice is raised to Evans. With Toshack at the head. The Smith, the mighty man is he, and Lawler rules the field, and Callahan is just the man our team shall never yield. We all choose Hughes to chase the Blues, United Wolves or Leeds. With Lloyd on guard we'll never lose, the boss knows all our needs. So fill the cup and raise it up and drink three hearty cheers, for the thought of Chairman Shankly shall live 1,000 years.
And now I'd like to sing for you a song from my native country.
La la vida for la vida, la mania for la pena. Sofia Loreno. Oh. Sophia.
Dad, not now, sir, not now. Please, I'm a singing for the signore, signora. Please, please, sir. Excuse
me. Oh, Sophia Loreno, e Dio Tito.
Excuse me. What is it, son? You see, I'm trying to sing for the good old gentleman. What is it?
Dad,
what is it? Please, speak up. Pick it up.
Dad, it's great, Dad.
It's good, eh?
I've got something fantastic to
do. You're telling me, son. Yeah. You're telling me now. Quickly,
Dad,
quickly.
I'm going to get married.
What? Yeah. You're coming in here in the middle of my song, and you're telling me you're going to get married? I'd like to bring you up from the bambino.
Dad.
I'll give you the spaghetti and the porridge. And you're coming
Dad,
in here!
Dad! She's a beautiful girl. She's got she's...
You're coming in here! You're telling me you're gonna marry some prostitute Tiorni!
Dad!
What is it?
Don't talk like that.
Why not?
You're not Italian.
I know, but get me job.
This last poem is dedicated to everybody who's ever woke up in the morning. And it's called Albatross Ramble. And it's about waking up in the morning. It's almost a black comedy. And it's quite long. I woke up this morning to find an albatross staring at me. Funny. It wasn't there last night. Last night I was alone. The albatross lay on the bed, the sheets were soaking. Funny. I live miles from any coast. I invited no Ben Sailors home. I dreamt of no oceans. This bird is alive, it watches me carefully. I watch it carefully. I think that for some reason we deserve one another. I remember I got someone to meet. Someone clear, someone with whom I'm calm, someone who lets things glow. As I put on my overcoat to go out, I think that maybe after all, I don't deserve this bird. Albatrosses cause hang-ups. There's nothing much I can do with them. I can't give them into zoos. The zoo attendants have enough albatrosses. Nobody's particularly eager to take my albatross. An absurd line. maybe I think the bird's in the wrong house. Maybe it meant to go next door. Maybe that sailor lives next door. Maybe it belongs to the man upstairs. Maybe it belongs to the girls in the basement. It must belong to someone. I rush out into the corridor and shout, does anyone own an albatross? Has anyone lost it? There's an albatross in my room. I'm met by an awkward silence. I know the man upstairs is not happy. I know the girls in the basement stagger lost among the furniture. Maybe they're trying to get rid of it and won't own up. Maybe they palm the albatross off on me. I don't want an albatross. I don't want this bird. I've got to go out and meet someone really nice and healthy. I'd not like my friend to meet an albatross. Although I've made albatross traps. Although I've sprayed the thing with glue, fed it every poison available, it still persists in living. This bird with peculiar shadows casts its darkness over everything. If I go out, it would only follow me. It would flop in the seat next to me on the bus, scowling at the passengers. If I took it to the park, it would only bother the ducks, horn couples and rowing boats, tell the trees it's winter. It would be patted by policemen as they gently asked, have you an albatross license? Oh, gloom bird, doom bird, I can do nothing about it. There are no albatross exterminators in the directory. I've looked for hours. And now my friend is knocking on the door. Less patient, frowning, a bit sad, a bit angry. I sit behind this door and make noises like an albatross. A terrible crying. I put my mouth to the keyhole and wail albatross wails. My friend will know then I've an albatross in my room. My friend will sympathize with me. Go away knowing it's not my fault I can't open the door. I wait here. I might devise some plan. It's spring and everything's good but for this. This morning I woke with an albatross in my room. There's nothing I can do about it till tomorrow.
Stuff they gave me in the dressing room.
He had lived. Humanoid Boogie. I want to thank you all very much indeed. And now.
Some people say it with flowers. Some people say it at Lloyd's, but you don't find many trying to say it with humanoids.
Thank you. Watch out, you guys in the mobile unit outside. Okay. At this point, I'd like to sing you a short blues. I woke up this morning
The Queen came up to Liverpool to dine at our town hall. In the evening wrote to her husband.
Dear Philip, I'm having a ball. I think I'll hang around. I mean, everything's happening here. I'm beginning to dig the poetry scene, and the ale is the bloody gear.
So while she was having a castle built down in Castle Street, she had a look round Liverpool 8, found a pad there, small but neat. She moved in a few belongings, corgis, crowns, a throne, and blue blood in the neighbourhood really raised the tone. Soon Her Majesty was caught up in the bohemian social world, our gracious teeny bopper, everybody's girl.
I met her at a party somewhere in Norris Green. I was just a layabout and she was queen of the scene. But love knows no class barriers, as yous well rightly know. And as I'd had a few that night, I thought I'd have a go, you know. We had a couple of dances, matter of fact, we raved. And when I asked her, could I take her home?
I simply smiled and waved.
She told me next morning...
I'll never love another. I've always fancied weirdies. I appoint you royal lover.
The same day they decided to set the social pace. And once they'd laced their sneakers, there was no one in the race.
We'd go every night to the alehouse and throw down some blackened tans. Then she'd roll a joint in the ladies and crawl back home on her hands.
Arm in arm around the town, they made everybody stir. What a funny couple, sort of royal, Sonny and Cher.
We held weekend parties such as the city had never seen, with thousands swaying and singing. God rave the Queen!
The world was mad and frenzied, adored by the swinging set. Their joy seemed never ending, a life of fun, and yet... happiness is misshaped, as they were soon to learn. And now this little story takes on a sadder turn.
For the establishment were angry, and to everyone's surprise, my husband and the Prime Minister were planning my demise.
They kidnapped her one morning while I was still in bed and took her off to the tower and chopped off her head.
But the very next day our hero changed the tears to laughter.
Because I married Princess Anne and lived happy ever after.
Oi!
Twyford's Vitromant. Which is the name of my toilet at home. And I put it to music.
Thank you. have some fun here tonight. Ah.
That's what I was waiting for.
Flash is really getting set it. All right, this one's called Following You. As I wander around this barren land alone, ever wondering why this heart of mine has come on you. 'Cause I've been following you. Keep it going, because I got a bit of trouble here. Yeah. Ah, you're awake. Yeah. As I wander around, I see them every day. Even hear them say this heart of mine was made. You. Yes, you. 'Cause I've been following you. Through this life of mine, we wonder every day. For the crimes of life, both you and I must pay dues. Got to pay dues. Got to pay you. Yeah.
First of all,
here is a poem for us all to play. Choose any part from the following: the hero, the heroine, the bed, the bedroom, the newly pressed suit. I will play the villain. The poem begins late one Wednesday evening at a concert where the hero and the heroine are sitting and thinking of making love. 11 o'clock, they leave the concert hall and hurry home. Once inside the flat, they waste no time. The hero quickly undresses the heroine, carries her naked into the bedroom, and places her gently upon the bed like a newly pressed suit. Just then, I step into the poem. With a sharp left hook, I render unconscious the hero, and with a cruel laugh, rape the heroine. The raping continues for several stanzas. Thank you for playing. When you leave here tonight, hope you have better luck in your poem than you had in mine. Now, there's one about the last 11 hours. The last 11 hours before the end of the world. At the first hour, the queen wore her crown upside down. Barrow women wailed and lollipop men looted the town. At the second hour, the 450th Chinese restaurant appeared on the Indian border, followed by further outbreaks of cooliganism. Tonight, the Indian Prime Minister will appear on television. At the third hour, our Lord descended from heaven into Times Square. After a short civil rights speech, he led the huge crowd, some 3.25 million, into Central Park, where he fed them on 2 hamburgers and a bottle of Coca-Cola. The fourth hour, the French army marched on Germany. The Luxembourg army marched on Russia. The British army marched on porridge. At the fifth hour, there was a pile-up on the M1, which involved 14 cars, 8 lorries, a charabanc, the Royal Scot, and a Pan Am jumbo jet. An RAC spokesman on the scene said it was an accident. At the sixth hour, Mr. Maudling was kidnapped by the IRA and held to ransom, but nobody had change of a fiver. At the seventh hour, in protest against the government's welfare policies, old age pensioners throughout the country went on hunger strike, but nobody noticed. Question:
what is a straight line?
Answer:
a straight line is the shortest distance between two politicians.
At the eighth hour, the President of the United States of America decided to let Saigons be Saigons, but it was too late. At the ninth hour, God lit the blue touch paper, put his hands over his ears and tiptoed away. At the tenth hour, the world, like the big wheel in a deserted funfair, spun slowly toward the final revolution. At the 11th hour, a universe to say as the minutes queue for seconds, the moving finger writes, and having writ, beckons. And one called Conservative Government Unemployment Figures. Conservative Government Unemployment Figures.
And finally, a poem called A Brown Paper Carrier Bag.
In the time.
And the bomb explodes. A spider's web woven across the plate glass window trembles, snaps, and sends a shimmering haze of lethal stars across the crowded pavement.
In the time it takes.
And the bomb explodes. Jigsaw pieces of shrapnel glide gently towards children tucking in to the warm flesh.
In the time it takes to put down.
Enough limbs to build a Calvary, a cross from splintered bones. For England's devious apathy, Ireland now atones.
In the time it takes to put down.
A brown paper carrier bag.
God bless them, God bless them.
telling you. Lord, I want you to come down from above. I want you to come down from above. I want you to take it in your heart, to take it into my heart, to take it in your heart, to take it in your heart to bless me, Jerry. And the beautiful hearts, oh yeah, and the beautiful hearts, and the beautiful hearts before. And then I say, bless, oh bless, oh bless, oh bless. Oh Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. Right on, right on, right on.
At the very end of an important symphony, while the fair up crowds were leaving the boxes and in confusion were winding their way home, still the attendants sat in the aisles, and some, so delighted with what they heard, rushed out to call their families and friends. And the children came, sleepy, for it was late in the evening, and they hardly knew if they'd done with dreaming or had begun again. In all the tenement blocks, the lights were clicking on, and the rightful owner of the music, tiny and no longer timid, sang for the rightful owners of the song. That's you, yeah?
As the Bonzos appear here fairly often, I'll play some tracks from The Scaffold. They are Carry On Crone, Buttons of Your Mind, 1, 2, 3, and Knees Down, Mother Brown.
The carrion crow flew from the sky, derry 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 di do. A carrion crow flew from the sky, the tailor spied him with his eye. Hey ho, the carrion crow, derry 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 di do. Carrion crow sat on an oak, derry 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 dido. Carrion crow sat on an oak, watching a tailor shape his cloak. Hey ho, the carrion crow, derry 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 dido. A white grey may my sturdy bow, derry 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 dido. Wife, bring me my sturdy bow, that I may shoot yon carrion crow. Hey ho, the carrion crow, derry 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 dido. The tailor shot and missed his mark, derry 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 dido. The tailor shot and missed his mark, and shot the old sow through the heart. Hey ho, the carrion crow, derry 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 dido. The old sow died and the bells did toll. Derry, 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 di-do. The old sow died and the bells did toll.
And the little pigs prayed for the old sow's soul.
Hey-ho, the carrion crow, derry, 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 di-do.
Call you love, use your name. Shall I wear my sadness face or look the same? I am careful to avoid the touch of your hand. I must not be drawn into the bedroom of your eyes.
You're not mine anymore. As we take our last walk together along the midnight shore, before we say
say you'd see me soon, but you're as silent as the moon. You could say let's start again, but you think of other men. And I wonder if I ever knew the more elusive inner you. For the buttons of your mind were difficult to find, and my fingers far too clumsy.
Thank you.
two, three. I am you and you are me. Three, four, three, four, five. I am glad to be alive.
Six, seven, six, seven, eight.
I was born in Liverpool, eight.
One, two, one, two, three. I am lucky to be free. Three, four, three, four, five. Be a bee in my beehive.
Six, seven, six, seven, eight.
No one seems to like my face.
One, two, one, two, three. I am you and you are me. Three, four, three, four, five. I am glad to be alive.
Six, seven, six, seven, eight.
I was born in Liverpool, eight.
One, two, one, two, three. I love you and you love me. Three, four, three, four, five. Will you be my trouble and strife? Six, seven, six, seven, eight.
I've suffered at the hands of fate.
Two, three. I am you and you are me. Three, four, three, four, five. I am glad to be alive.
Six, seven, six, seven, eight.
I was born in Liverpool, eight.
One, two, one, two, three. We took a two together, be. Three, four, three, four, five. I'm dead chuffed, now you're my wife. Six, seven, six, seven, eight.
Think that I will meditate.
The story really started back in 1963, when I passed my exams for university. I was very working class in those early days, but 3 years up at Oxford made me change my ways. So if you'd care to listen, I'll tell you, if I may, how tragedy befell me on graduation day. Everyone assembled in the convocation hall, students and their parents, gents and ladies all. Nervously I waited in mortarboard and gown, for the dean to call my name.
Next student, Charlie Brown.
When suddenly, from the back, there came a drunken shout, and through the door came Mum and Dad with a crate of stout. Then a coachload of relations staggered into view, singing,
Charlie Brown and Liverpool, we're really proud of you.
Professors, lords and ladies really looked askance when Mother clambered on the stage and there began to dance.
Please down, Mother Brown, please down, Mother Brown. I'm at Oxford now, you know, E-I-E-I-N-D-O. Knees down, Mother Brown, knees down, Mother Brown. Look at the state of my old mate, knees down, Mother Brown.
A student shouted angrily,
we want our degrees, not a drunken lady's fat and hairy knees.
On hearing this, I leapt up and gave the chap a clout.
Watch it, lad, that's my ma you're talking about.
Soon everyone was fighting, pandemonium broke out. But unperturbed, Mother Brown gaily danced throughout.
Knees down, Mother Brown, knees down, Mother Brown. Deary, deary, deary me, now I won't get my degree. Knees down,
down but the brow. And knees down but the brow. Look at the state of my old mate. And knees down but the brow.
The assembly hall next morning was in a sorry state, and I need hardly tell you I didn't graduate. And now I'm on the old King Cole back in Liverpool town, just because my mother couldn't keep him down.
Knees down but the brow, knees down but the brow. Need you be so working class, get that mother off your knees down but the brow. Knees down but the brow, look at the state of my old mate. Knees down but the brow.
Well, if you have been, thanks for listening.